Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 14th of January, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 166 more cases. That's 1,397 active cases, including 10 in Nobles. Nobody in ICU. Food prices on the way up. The Manx minimum wage is long overdue, says the minister. And MHK is embarrassed by the island plan and why the Isle of Man is attractive to expats.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of my Dave Moore.
First of my, the number of patients who have COVID-19 while in Nobles Hospital has gone up. The figure now stands at 11, which is one more than yesterday. However, none are in intensive care. The number of suicide verdicts recorded at Manx inquests last year was half the total of the previous 12 months. Figures revealed in a Freedom of Information request show 11 registered deaths where it was deemed someone had taken their own life. 22 were recorded in 2020. Face-to-face outpatient appointments at Nobles Hospital and Ramsey District Cottage Hospital will resume on Monday. A rise in the number of COVID-19 cases on the island meant people had to speak with doctors online. Downing Street said sorry to the Queen after it emerged two parties were held there the day before the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral. The gatherings would have been against COVID rules at the time. It's reported someone was even sent to a local shop with a suitcase to buy wine. We've also learned about another party around the corner from Number 10, this time in December 2020 at the Cabinet Office. Kate Josephs had a leaving do. She actually headed up the COVID task force, so was overseeing the coronavirus rules. And an Australian court's ordered Novak Djokovic be placed back in detention in just a few hours. His visa to enter the country was revoked again, and an emergency appeal isn't until Sunday. Those are this evening's news headlines. The next main bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no warnings in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Dry and clear this evening. Will cloud over tonight. A light to moderate south-south-easterly is coming in. Overnight minimum 5 degrees. Ben McCree safely in Douglas Harbour tonight. For tomorrow, Saturday, Jasan, cloudy with patchy light rain and drizzle on a light to moderate south-southwesterly. Top temperature 8 degrees tomorrow. Down to 4 through the night into Jaduni. Sunday, any early dampness will dry up. Sunny spells breaking through and there's a moderate northwesterly. Highest 9 degrees. Tides on the way back in. High water 29 minutes past 9 tonight. The overnight low tide 14 minutes to 4. Sunrise 8:30, high water tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
11 people who have COVID are in Nobles Hospital on the Isle of Man, up by one since yesterday. Nobody in intensive care. Here's all the news with Tessa Hawley.
166 new cases of coronavirus have been recorded since yesterday's update. 12 of those were through PCR testing and 154 via lateral flow devices. It brings the total number of active cases on the island to 1,397. Meanwhile, government's COVID-19 dashboard has today changed in terms of appearance and the amount of information which is publicly available. The simplified version is now one page rather than the 8 which had been displayed. It no longer shows how many people are booked in for a PCR test or how many people are waiting for their test results. Government says the analytical information which it had contained previously, including data related to ages and trends, will be retained in the weekly public health surveillance report instead. Meanwhile, people on the island are being reminded they must wear a face covering on public transport and in healthcare settings. Government says unless exempt or under the age of 12, people must cover up. It's also using social media to highlight that face coverings are also expected in retail settings and in public buildings.
The Enterprise Minister says increasing the Isle of Man's minimum wage is long overdue. Tynwald will be asked to support plans to increase it by £1.25 when it sits next month. If approved, people over the age of 18 will have to be paid a minimum of £9.50 per hour from April. Dr. Alex Allenson says it's important the Isle of Man doesn't fall behind the UK.
From my point of view, I know many employers who are actually paying well above the minimum wage. This is the safety net that the government put in there through legislation to ensure that people get a decent return for their labour. What we're trying to do here is balance increasing wages, achieving the ambition of the Island Plan to align this with the living wage, to give everyone a decent standard of living on the Isle of Man, with some of this, the disruption and the problems that business and industry have had over the last 2 years. Isle of Man government have put in over £129 million into the economy up until November, more since then, trying to prop up the economy. But we know that when that starts to be withdrawn, as we go into 2022, there will be some companies who are still struggling. And for some of them, particularly in the hospitality sector, wages are a significant proportion of their expenses. So what we need to do is balance that aspiration, make sure the safety net is there, but also support business and industry to recover from the pandemic and actually expand, pay people better wages and employ more people, creating jobs.
You say brings us into line with more into line with the UK, but at a time where we're struggling for staffing and recruitment, should we not be trying to be better than the UK?
And that will be our aspiration. But again, this is a stepwise approach, listening to employers, listening to the employee representatives as well, to make sure that we can all move forward together. In terms of the cost of living on the Isle of Man, we know that that is a little bit higher than the UK for many people. What we need to do is balance this, and this is why moving towards the living wage is so important. And so this is the first step in that process.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
The Minister for the Cabinet Office says it's time to get on with the government's new island plan. Kate Lord-Brennan, MHK, has thanked all parties for engaging constructively in the consultation process, but believes the time's come to get on with the work of implementation of the key policies, which she says are ambitious but achievable.
The top things are absolutely achievable. There are commitments and milestones to address a whole range of issues in there. I think housing is highlighted, cost of living is another. There's a firm commitment to transition from the minimum wage to the living wage in April 2025. The plan proposes a clear model to support and protect children and victims of abuse. For education, there's a commitment and a date to have a school's quality assurance plan in place. And even for those that are concerned about basic maintenance services, there's a commitment for a new charter for regular road and pathway maintenance to be brought in 2 months. So there are specifics in there. We want to get on, so other people want us to get on. And MHKs and departments have an important role to play when it comes to working on their delivery plans too.
No one would argue that the plans are ambitious, and no one could criticise government for being ambitious. But in your view, are the main highlights of what you're trying to achieve affordable?
Well, we'll all need to fit within the budget. You know, there are principles set out in that document that talk about stewardship of public funds. There will be a need for departments to come forward and explain how their budgets and their delivery plans that MHKs and ministers obviously have a clear role in fit in with that, and to explain how that is going to work for them and justify resources. So it all has to fit together. But you know, you can't wait for everything to be absolutely spot on. And I would say, let's get on. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. These goals, this ambition is absolutely achievable for a secure, vibrant, sustainable future for our island. It's clearly set out, but people want us to get on now. And we've got specifics in that for a timeline for what government will deliver.
UK police have investigating the aggravated burglary at the home of Manx cyclist Mark Cavendish have released photographs of two men they want to speak to. It follows a disturbance at the Manx Missiles property in Essex last year. Simon Richardson.
Essex police have today confirmed they've arrested three people in connection with the raid which happened at around 2:35 a.m. on the 27th of November. A 30-year-old man appeared at Chelmsford Crown Court charged with two counts of robbery today. The other two are due to answer bail this week. A Louis Vuitton suitcase and two watches were stolen in the burglary, and Cavendish and his wife were threatened. Officers now say they still want to speak to 25-year-old Joe Jobson from Plaistow and 26-year-old George Goddard from Loughton. He also has links to the Isle of Dogs in London.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Mastermind, 19 minutes before 6 o'clock. Ben McCree departed Heesham at 3 minutes to 2 this afternoon. She's safely on the link span in Douglas Harbour at the moment, leaving this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heesham at 11:30 tonight, and the overnight departure 2:15 back to Douglas at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
External influences are having an impact on the price of food on the Isle of Man, according to the Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister, who says rising fuel prices, Brexit and COVID-19 are all to blame. The British Retail Consortium, which represents UK retailers, claims fresh food prices are rising at the fastest rate in almost a decade. It's something Claire Barber, MHK, says her department is aware of.
We are partly on a journey with food prices, and a lot of the stuff is around external factors. There's obviously been fuel prices, which we've all seen has impacted both people, you know, themselves, but also businesses. But there's also been some other things, some of it partly off the back of COVID and resources across the globe, and some relating to Brexit. But specifically then that's affected prices of fertiliser, it's affected prices of feedstuffs, it's affected logistics, and we obviously saw the issue around HGV drivers. All of those things have to be recouped by the people who are producing food. And ultimately, they're looking to recoup that cost in terms of a supply and demand piece on the consumer. So we recognise the impact does ultimately fall in an increased price.
We know Brexit is an ongoing thing. What have you inherited in terms of that?
So in terms of Brexit specifically, there are still some pieces of legislation that we will likely need to be bringing through. We obviously saw rafts of that in the previous House and quite extensive legislation. But this is more about the impact, the knock-on impact that Brexit has had. And then what we'll likely see as well is some of the trade agreements will present other, you know, issues and challenges. And it's for us is about understanding how that impacts ultimately on people who are living on the Isle of Man, who want to go to the shop and buy their items, and as I say, those impacts will be on both locally produced food and imported food. So we're not able to simply say, well, if you buy local food, it's going to resolve the problem, because actually everyone's buying gas and the prices are rising for everyone, the same in terms of logistics, packaging and certainly fertilizer.
There's been a big push to say buy local, but in this scenario, is it just weathering in the storm almost?
I would always say buy local, but what I'm saying is it's not going to solve the price issue. So that's quite a specific thing where those external influences will have an impact on both markets.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Today, Currys lowered its annual guidance as it reported a fall in sales over the peak Christmas period as uneven customer demand and supply disruption hit revenues. Revenue for the 10 weeks to January 8th fell 5% year on year, but rose 4% versus 2019 before COVID struck. Alec Baldock, the chief exec, said Oculus Quest 2 and PlayStation 5s were the stars as consoles flew off the shelves in what he described as a gamer's Christmas. But overall, the UK tech market was down 10% compared with Christmas 2020. Currys said it expected to deliver a full-year adjusted pre-tax profit of £155 million compared with £156 million in 2021. All the market daily report, of course, you can go to ramseycrookall.com. But a quick note, Tesla, the electric car maker headed by the billionaire Elon Musk, has started to allow people to buy brand merchandise using Dogecoin. The cryptocurrency initially started as a joke. Mr. Musk announced the development on Twitter, where else, a month after hinting of the plans. The news sent the value of Dogecoin soaring by more than 12%.
The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks pulled back from global momentum as a fresh round of hawkish comments from the Fed resurfaced expectations for an imminent policy tightening. US stocks declined, oil rose, and the futures were set for a fourth week of gains. Gold prices were holding near a more than 1 week high. And the numbers now at the close. Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 was down 0.3% at 7,542 at the close. In Frankfurt, the DAX down 1%. At 15,867. The day rolls on in New York City. The Dow Jones Industrial just a wee while ago was down 0.9% at 35,794. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 0.1% at 14,790. And the S&P 500 down almost 0.5% at 4,637. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 $36.6 and €1 $19.7. In commodities, is gold down 0.25% at $1,817 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 1.25% at $85.14.
Dad! Dad!
Hello, son. How's things?
Great. I've been taking your advice.
That's a first.
It's true. I've started investing monthly with Shearwater ESG.
Good for you. But what's ESG?
It's a new option that lets me invest in what I care about, like our planet and sustainability. So I'm not just improving my future, but my kids too.
Maybe I should take your advice.
Make a difference with Shearwater ESG from Ramsey Crookall. For 75 years, the island's investment specialist, offering a wide range of services to make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
14 minutes before 6, here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, a quiet weekend, a weak weather front will move across the area. Sea temperature is 10 Celsius, and for Saturday the wind is southerly or southeasterly, force 3 or 4, veering westerly later. Wave height 0.5 of a metre, wave period 3 or 4 seconds, high water 10 a.m. Sunday the winds westerly or northwesterly, force 4 or 5, wave height 1, possibly 1.5 metres in places, wave period 4 or 5 seconds, high water 10:36 a.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The Treasury Minister insists they've listened to concerns of people having to isolate during COVID-19. The new Manx isolation payment of £300 is being made available to certain people whose work's affected by having to quarantine. David Ashford, MHK, believes it'll reach more people in need of assistance.
So at the moment, demand is steady. It will only just be going live because people have to have been isolated for 4 days before they can apply. It's been steady. We will wait and see. I mean, it will, of course, fluctuate in line with the number of people testing positive.
In terms of, I suppose, it is a £300 lump sum for those who qualify. How much has been set aside to cover those costs for government?
So we have got an indicative price of costs, which we think could be in the region of around about £500,000 initially. But obviously, again, it depends how many people test positive. As you've said, there is conditions around it. It's not just a one-off lump sum for everyone. There is conditions. It must be someone who isn't being paid more than half their wage by their employer. So there is a set condition and people who meet set criteria. So it's not a one-off payment for everyone.
Is this perhaps an acceptance of the sheer levels of isolation across the island disrupting a lot of different sectors and people's lives at the moment?
There most definitely has been disruption, and we do appreciate, you know, particularly when there's several thousand cases, that does cause issues. It's also a recognition that the incapacity benefit regime that was in place previously, the enhanced incapacity benefit, while it suited some people, it didn't always suit everyone because of the national insurance qualification. We've listened to those concerns, and this is the scheme that's come forward as a result.
If the situation goes on where we are seeing maybe higher levels of isolation, whatever that specific number is, if that continues over the coming months, we don't know how the situation will develop. What scope is there on that to potentially extend it?
Well, I think that's speculation. I think we need to see which way things are going. At the moment, case numbers are actually coming down on the island, and we'll have to wait and see. But the important thing is that we've got this benefit in place to try and help those who need the help the most.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.im.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. FC Isle of Man are hoping to make it three wins running in 2022 when they take on Ellesmere Rangers at the Bowl tomorrow night.
I just think it's more important just to focus on the next game. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but that's just the way football is.
Those were the words of Ravens manager Chris Bass after their 2-0 win over Withenshaw Amateurs last weekend, and they'll need to be focused against tomorrow's opponents. The Manx side are up to fourth in the NWCFL Division 1 South, still inside the playoff places on 51 points, 16 points ahead of this weekend's visitors. Manx Radio will be bringing you all the action from FC Isle of Man versus Ellesmere Rangers on Saturday evening. Full live commentary of the match from 6:30 p.m. tomorrow on our AM 1368 and digital platforms. In rugby, Douglas are hoping to finally get their first game of 2022 this weekend when they face Bowden at Portishee. The Island side's game last weekend against Broughton Park was called off, and Dave Christian feels Douglas have a good chance this time around.
They haven't played Bowden away yet, but this game at Portishee is one that Douglas can win, can potentially win with a bonus point. And on that basis, just having a look at the Douglas squad that's been announced for the game, they've brought all the big guns back.
Meanwhile, the two final games of the Ravenscroft Manx Bowl take place this weekend. Ramsey B versus Emerging Nomads and Western Vikings versus Vagabonds Hornets. And in hockey, at least four matches this weekend, which sees top teams across the divisions go head-to-head. There's a huge derby in the Men's Premier League between Backers A and Vikings A, with both currently undefeated, whilst the ladies' Backers A and Vikings A squads also meet in the Women's Premier League. Elsewhere, among the other key fixtures, a top-of-the-table duel awaits between Castletown A and Backers B in the Men's Division 1, and a key battle at the top of the Women's Division 2 between Vikings C and Castletown C.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
8 minutes before six, Loganair's 25-6 inbound from Manchester came in 15 minutes early. EasyJet's next inbound is the 7:25 from Gatwick, and then the 5-8 EasyJet from Liverpool. The next departure is the 6:10 Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane. Then it's the 5-8 return EasyJet to Gatwick, and the 8:25 EasyJet to Liverpool. The last inbound tonight, 8:10, Loganair's returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool. On the road to Queen Street, in a section of North Quay and Douglas closed again because of that unsafe building around Newsons. Empire Terrace in Douglas and the bottom end of Palace Road are closed for resurfacing. Harcroft Road's closed at the junction with Balafton Manor Hill for sewer diversion work. And also in Douglas, temporary lights at Balafton Meadow for resurfacing. In Greba, still those temporary lights till the end of this month near the Highland and St Trinians. At the shoulder road between the Round Table and the Turn for Snuff the Wind Mines, closed there for a culvert replacement. King Edward Road between Groudon and the Liverpool Arms is temporary lights 24 hours a day. They're working on the tram line there. In Jerby, the Jerby East Road's closed for patching and culvert cleaning. Lexie's bottom end of Glen Road closed just by the bridge for installation of a new surface water sewer. Paul Rose Bridge still closed, but it can't be long now. And the temporary lights on the TT course at Bagaro Crossroads 24 hours a day for water main repairs.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
The Isle of Man have been placed in the top 10 destinations in the world for supporting expats to set up new businesses. The island came equal 8th, sharing its position with mainland China in an annual global survey of 20,000 people carried out by HSBC Bank. Here's Simon Richardson.
The HSBC Expat Explorers survey focuses specifically on expat career progression and professional goals. Overall, the findings showed expats are feeling optimistic about their careers overseas, with many still aspiring to relocate abroad for work, and it seems the pandemic hasn't changed their ambition. The Isle of Man's placing related to the setting up of new business, with almost a fifth of expats saying that living in their new host location will help them develop a new business. The destination topping the table in the category is Indonesia, followed by South Africa and Bahrain. Just behind the Isle of Man comes Russia. Taken across all categories, the Isle of Man is ranked 7th as a place to live and work, just behind Jersey, which is 6th. The top places are occupied by Switzerland, Australia and New Zealand, respectively. The survey was held in 143 locations, territories and markets through an online questionnaire between March and May 2021.
You heard earlier on in this update Kate Lord Brennan, MHK, talking about the government's island plan. The Cabinet's been working on it, setting out what the new administration wants to achieve over the next 5 years. It's going before Timbal next Tuesday, but Douglas South MHK Claire Christian says MHKs weren't shown the final draft until this week and were told they could only correct spelling mistakes.
The problem with it is there's no deliverables. There's actually nothing there that says what our island is going to look like in 5 years, nothing measurable. And I think the island really need to see that. So I'd like it to come back in February, Timbal, when we've got the census, which would also really impact what we want to achieve. And I think that would be most advisable at this stage.
The way it was presented so quickly after Alfred Cannon was elected as Chief Minister was they wanted to just power on with it, get things moving. Is that not still part of that ethos?
It is, and I think that's what's happened. I think they're bringing it to Timbal because they want to absolutely, as you say, have that momentum, keep that momentum. But we want to get it right, and this without having all of the MHK's contribution. And I don't feel that we have. And when we're very seriously saying we wanted to see this, this is what our constituents wanted to see, actual measurables, actual deliverables. It's something that I'm actually really very, very embarrassed that that's not there. I'm really concerned with what's going to be said on Tuesday.
And is that the general consensus, do you think, amongst other MHKs? You say all of us.
So I can't speak for all of them, but there are many MHKs that feel very similar to myself. And it isn't a criticism. It's something that we need to work on, and we need to work on it collaboratively. So I would like to see the same collaborative approach that was at the very beginning to now.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Simon Richardson. I'm Andy Wynn, wishing you a terrific weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be okay. Update returns Monday evening at 5:30.